طيب and now إن شاء الله تعالى we're gonna continue. First let me ask where we were last time and what about the dust. نعم يا إخوان. Okay, in Salah, we had just finished the Arkan of Salah. So that means we have done, we had done the Shurut and the Arkan. And as it's quick, يعني, because this is the second session, which is Salah, which is the second pillar of Islam. And we know that our dars is called Itqanul Arkan. Perfection of the pillars of Islam. Perfection of the implementation of the pillars of Islam. P-I-P-I. Now, you said that Salah become obligatory in the 10th year of prophethood. So I will check it, inshallah. If it is as يعني, you just said, inshallah we'll do it. Alright. The brother here is correcting and saying that Afwan, I think we just done the shurut. No problem, we're going to go through all of them because the break was a little bit long. So inshallah now we're going to go through all of them. Okay, we're going to go through the shurut and the arkan. And the arkan. Alright. Who can tell me how many shurut are there for Salah? How many shurut for Salah? Naam, go ahead. How many shurut for Salah? If you, brother Abu Fatma, if you can amrid that the brothers and sisters. قال يا إخواني يلا بسم الله 9 there are 9 شروط. Alright, let's list them now quickly please, but let's have every brother or sister give one pillar. يلا بسم الله, we have 9 pillars, just quickly please, quickly please, make it fast. Islam, correct. يا إخوان إسلام. What else? Sanity. Good. Aha. Purity. Maturity. So we have 4. Islam, sanity, purity and maturity. Until now, 4. We still need 5. Still need 5. Yeah, brothers and sisters. Covering the aura. Correct. This is 5. Now we got 5. Islam, sanity, purity, maturity, covering the aura. Facing the Kaaba. Correct. 6. Now we need 3 more. 3 more. Islam, sanity, purity, maturity, covering the aura. Facing the Qibla. Aha, Akhwan. Intention, طائع. What is that? استقبال قبلة. We just said it, facing the قبلة. Correct time, entering the time of the salah. That's correct. So we have Islam, maturity, sanity, purity, covering the aura, facing the قبلة, time, niyyah. We need one more. We need one more. Must be Muslim. Now that's Islam. 10 years, exactly. 10 years. 10 years. What is tamiz in English? What is tamiz in English? It is not maturity. They said maturity, but it is not maturity. Maturity is reaching the age of maturity, when the person become mature. Now, but it is it is reaching the age of distinguishing between the good and bad. And that's as limited by 7 years old. 7 years old. Ability to discern. Sorry. Ability to discern. Fine. Now we got the shurut. Should I go through the evidences of them, or we still remember the evidences? It's a quick revision, huh? But we might have. You see, in the first exam, we did not have evidences. The coming quiz, we'll have evidence. So we need to go through the evidences, okay? So we're going to go through the evidences, inshallah, ta'ala. The conditions of the prayer. We have, first of all, Islam. And the evidence for Islam to be a condition for salah is what Allah ta'ala said, as in Surah At-Tawbah, Surah number 9, Ayah number 17, مَا كَانَ لِلْمُشْرِكِينَ أَنْ يَعْمُرُوا مَسَاجِدَ اللَّهِ شَاهِدِينَ عَلَىٰ أَنفُسِهِمْ بِالْكُفْرِ أُولَٰئِكَ حَبِطَتْ أَعْمَالُهُمْ وَفِي النَّارِ هُمْ خَالِدُونَ أُولَٰئِكَ حَبِطَتْ أَعْمَالُهُمْ وَفِي النَّارِ هُمْ خَالِدُونَ. Allah Ta'ala is telling us in this ayah that it is not for the Buddhists to maintain the masajid of Allah. And maintaining the masajid will be by one of two: either building them, repairing them, cleaning them, or, which is more important than that, is maintaining them by practicing the prayer in them. Practicing the prayer in them. شَاهِدِينَ عَلَىٰ أَنفُسِهِمْ بِالْكُفْرِ. While they witness against their own selves of disbelief. Of disbelief. So they witness that they are disbelievers. And that's why Allah Ta'ala said, حَبِطَتْ أَعْمَالُهُمْ. All what they do, are in vain. And they, وَفِي النَّارِ هُمْ خَالِدُونَ. And they abide in the fire. And also Allah Ta'ala said, as in Surah Al-Furqan, Ayah 23, Allah Ta'ala said, وَقَدِمْنَا إِلَى مَا عَمِلُوا مِنْ عَمَلٍ فَجَعَلْنَاهُ هَبَاءً مَنْثُورًا. وَقَدِمْنَا إِلَى مَا عَمِلُوا مِنْ عَمَلٍ فَجَعَلْنَاهُ هَبَاءً مَنْثُورًا. And we shall turn to whatever deeds they, meaning the disbeliever, did. And we shall make such deeds as current floating particles of dust. So Allah Ta'ala told us that these people are going to have their deeds scattered and thrown in the air. Now, that is for the first condition, which is Islam. The second condition, which is sanity, sanity, we said that from the conditions for one to pray is to be sinned. The Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said in the hadith, Rufi al-Qalamu, in the hadith that reported by Imam Ahmad, Abu Dawud, An-Nasai and Ibn Majah. The Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said, Rufi al-Qalamu an thalathatin. رفع القلم عن ثلاثة. The pen has been raised from three. What pen? What pen is that? When the Prophet صلى الله عليه وسلم said رفع القلم, the pen has been raised. What is the pen there? The pen has been raised from three. What is the pen here? Is it this our regular pen? No, it is the pen that the angels on the right and left shoulders are holding to write down the deeds of one of us. So there is no recording. So the person who is and Senate, the angels on left and right are not registering anything. Who are these three? An-na'imu hatta yastayqim. An-na'im hatta yastayqim. The one who is sleeping until he awakes. Until he awakes. So if one sleeps, or if one slept right after Dhuhr, he was all night awake, and then he continued until Dhuhr time, and he prayed Dhuhr, immediately went to bed. And because of tiredness, he continued sleeping. He could not hear the adhan. The alarm rang, but he could not hear it. His wife came and awaked him, but yet he is still like dead body, very tired. Only he awaked only at the Maghrib. When he hears the adhan of Maghrib, he awake. What should he do then? Is he under sin because he did not pray Asr until Maghrib came? We say no. We say no. Because he was in a sleeping, in a state of sleeping. So, no sin on him. What should he do? He should pray Maghrib, because it is the time for Maghrib now. And after Maghrib, he pray Asr for Waqa as Qadha, as a recovery. That is he one who is sleeping. And also, Al-Majnoon, Hatta Yafir. Al-Majnoon, Hatta Yafir. And the insane person, until he returns to his senses. and tell him, Brother Abu Fatima, now you can read that, everyone, because no questions, only lecture. And the third is, questions would be, inshallah, right after the dars, inshallah. And the third is, الصغير حتى يبلغ. الصغير حتى يبلغ. And the child until he reaches puberty. Between the good and bad. The good and the bad. This would be in the age of 7. As in the other hadith that reported by Al-Hakim, Imam Ahmad, Abu Dawood, the Prophet صلى الله عليه وسلم said then, مروا أبناءكم للصلاة بالصلاة لسبع. مروا أبناءكم بالصلاة لسبع وضربوهم عليها لعشر وفرقوا بينهم في المضاجع. مروا أبناءكم بالصلاة لسبع وضربوهم عليها لعشر وفرقوا بينهم في المضاجع. مروا أبناءكم, command or order your sons to pray when they are at 7, when they turn 7. Now one could say, okay, what about before that? We don't command, but we encourage them. We encourage them to pray. But once they are at 7, we command them. We order them to pray. And once they are at 10, the Prophet ﷺ said, وَضْرِبُوهُمْ عَلَيْهَا لِعَشْرٍ, and hit them. If they refuse to pray, when they turn 10, hit them. If they refuse to pray, when they turn 10. وَفَرِّقُوا بَيْنَهُمْ فِي الْمَضَاجِعِ, and at that time, when they are 10 years old, or 7 years old, in fact, then make them sleep in separate beds. In separate beds. So, that is the hadith for, that is the evidence for tamyiz, or reaching puberty. The fourth is the removal of hadath. Removal of hadath. And hadath means impurity. So when one becomes when the person loses purity, then he needs to raise that impurity or removal of hadath. Now, that is about the hadith. Is there any sound now? Okay. So we said that, what is the difference between, we said that the hadith is of two kinds. The hadith, which is the impurity, is of two kinds. What are they? We have hadith akbar, we have hadith asghar. Hadith akbar is major hadith, major impurity. Hadith asghar is minor impurity. What is the difference between both? The difference is, the hadith akbar, the major impurity, requires showering. While hadith asghar, which is minor impurity, requires only wudu. Requires only wudu. The proof of that is what the Prophet ﷺ said, as in the hadith agreed upon, لا يقبل الله صلاة صلاة من أحدكم حتى يتوضأ. لا يقبل الله صلاة من أحدكم حتى يتوضأ. Allah does not accept the prayer of one in a state of hadath until he performs ablution. And that means hadath asghar, perhaps. Also in the other hadith that reported by Imam Muslim and others, the Prophet ﷺ said, لا يقبل الله صلاة بغير طهور. لا يقبل الله صلاة بغير طهور. Allah does not accept prayer without purification. And that is generally. He doesn't say major hadath or minor hadath, akbar or asghar. But if one has the hadath akbar, which what does hadath akbar here mean? Hadath akbar which requires showering, and that's for when the person passes the yani. Passes semen. And when the woman is free of menses, then she had to take a shower before praying. Now, why? Because the Prophet said, لا يقبل الله صلاة بغير طهور. Allah doesn't accept prayer without purification. طيب. That was the fourth. The fifth is removal of impurity from three things. Now, the first, the one before it, was removing of impurity. Removal of hadath, which is impurity. But that is not like the following. The following, which is removal of impurities from three things. The body of the one who is going to pray, the clothes of his, and the place where he is going to pray. So these three must be clean. Must be clean. Alright? But here is one thing. If the impure object comes on the body, this doesn't invalidate wudu. You just remove it and clean. And your wudu is okay. Your wudu is okay. The reason for that is what Allah Ta'ala said, وَثِيَابَكَ فَطَهِّرْ وَثِيَابَكَ فَطَهِّرْ. And your garments, and purify your garments. The sixth is the coverage of one's aura, the coverage of one's aura. And we said that the aura for the man is from the knee to the navel. While for the woman, is all the body, except for face and hands. And that, if there are no non-mahram men. And that, for the woman, if there is no non-mahram men around. The Prophet ﷺ said, as in the hadith, reported by Abu Dawood, لا يقبل الله صلاة حائض إلا بخمار لا يقبل الله صلاة حائض إلا بخمار Allah does not accept the prayer of a woman who has reached the age of menstruation unless she wears a veil that covers the whole body, including the feet, except the hands and the face, as we said. If the woman is in the presence of stranger men who are not mahari, like her cousin, male cousin, male stepbrother, male brother-in-law, and the like. The seventh condition is the entrance of the time of the prayer. Is the entrance of the time of the prayer. As Allah Ta'ala said, as in Surah An-Nisa, Surah number 4, Ayah number 103, إِنَّ الصَّلَاةَ كَانَتْ عَلَى الْمُؤْمِنِينَ كِتَابًا مَوْقُوتًا إِنَّ الصَّلَاةَ كَانَتْ عَلَى الْمُؤْمِنِينَ كِتَابًا مَوْقُوتًا Surah An-Nisa, Surah number 4, Ayah number 103. Verily, the prayer is enjoined on the believers at fixed times, so we cannot change. I'm not going to come to the explanation of the times, inshallah, later on. The eighth condition of the prayer is facing the Qibla, which is the direction of the Kaaba in Mecca, wherever you are. As what Allah Ta'ala said, as what Allah Ta'ala said, as in Surah Al-Baqarah, Surah number 2, Ayah number 144. Allah Ta'ala there said to the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, قَدْ نَرَى تَقَلُّبَ وَجِهِكَ فِي السَّمَاءِ فَلَنُوَلِّيَنَّكَ قِبْلَةً تَرْضَاهَا فَوَلِّ وَجْهَكَ شَطْرَ الْمَسْجِدِ الْحَرَامِ وَحَيْثُمَا كُنْتُمْ فَوَلُّوا وُجُوهَكُمْ شَطْرَهُ فَوَلِّ وَجْهَكَ شَطْرَ الْمَسْجِدِ الْحَرَامِ وَحَيْثُمَا كُنْتُمْ فَوَلُّوا وُجُوهَكُمْ شَطْرَهُ Verily we have seen the turning of your face towards the heaven. Surely we shall turn you to a Qibla, prayer direction, that shall please you. So Allah Ta'ala knew that Isa A.S. loved to face the Kaaba. But when he came to Medina, he found the Yahud facing the Baytul Maqdis, backing the Kaaba. So he hated to back the Kaaba. Till Allah Ta'ala permitted him to turn to the Kaaba instead of Baytul Maqdis. And he, Allah Ta'ala, then commanded us all, the whole Ummah, by saying, فَوَلُّوا وُجُوهَكُمْ شَطْرَهُ حَيْثُمَا كُنْتُمْ فَوَلُّوا وُجُوهَكُمْ شَطْرَهُ. And wherever you people are, turn your faces in prayer in that direction. So these are eight. And the ninth and last of the conditions of the prayer is the intention. How important is that? Intention is required for every worship. As what the Prophet Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam said in the hadith, إِنَّمَا الْأَعْمَالُ بِالنِّيَّاتِ إنما الأعمال بالنيات وإنما لكل امرئ ما نوى وإنما لكل امرئ ما نوى. Indeed, deeds are by intentions, and for every person is what he intended. So these are the nine conditions for Salah. And now, we're going to stop for today at this level. Just if there are questions, inshallah, we're going to take about 10 more minutes. And then inshallah, we're going to close out. To meet you, inshallah ta'ala, tomorrow. Same time, 11:30 time. Alright, now, if you have any question, you can send it to brother Abu Fatima. Text Abu Fatima the questions. Says there are five, removal of impurity from the three things. One, body, clothes, and place. Five, jazakallah khair. So I assume there are no questions. Have we got anything about Fatima? Quick response, please. Have you got any questions, Hisham? Come in, inshallah. Bye. Okay, shall we begin tomorrow with the questions? You please all set.